Thank you. back here in Glasgow, right here in Scotland, to play for all of you. And me, I'm happy to be anywhere. I'm happy to be breathing. With that in mind, I feel like playing the blues. But playing the blues is what I fucking love doing. Hey, minor! Said goodbye to the blues a few years ago. I've been doing this song every night. And every night I dedicated to the man who inspired me when I was a little kid, and that was Mr. B.B. King. When I was a little kid, I met B.B. King and I said, "Mr. King, I'm trying to learn how to play the blues on my guitar. Can I have an autograph?" And he said, "Sit down here, boy." And he talked to me for about an hour. He inspired me. Years later, I was a guitarist with John Mayall. Mr. King became my friend. He's the greatest blues man of all time. This is for him. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to the blues.
Road down the hill.
right through the darkest night.
Thank you. You played well.
There ain't no more.
I said there ain't no more.
Bad news. So much fun on that song. We're going to do it 5 more times and we'll call it a night. Just kidding you. Actually, right now, we're going to begin the morbid and depressing portion of the program. Well, yeah, hooray! Mike says, we're going to do some songs off my album, our album, Battle Scars. Battle Scars was the attempt I made at telling a story in music of what happened to me, and most of you know it, but I'll tell it again because it was kind of heavy. It was kind of an intense couple of years I had. I got a liver disease. When it kicked in, over the course of 4 months, I lost 120 pounds. 4 months gone. Wonderful weight loss program. Cirrhosis of the liver. Anyway, they put me in the hospital. I was on my back for 8 months. In that time, I got brain damage and I lost the ability to talk. And then I lost the ability to recognize my own wife and kids. At the last moment, after literally I died about 3 times, they brought me back. And then at the last moment, they gave me a liver transplant, and that saved my life. I got a piece of somebody right here. How do you like being on stage? Anyway, but when I got out, it wasn't so easy because I had to relearn how to talk. I had to relearn how to walk because I had been in a bed for 8 months. And also when I got home after the 8 months, I couldn't play the guitar anymore. It was gone. I didn't know how to do it. So I had nothing else to do. So I sat on the couch for a year, 5 hours a day, and I practiced and it came back. And when it came back, I wrote a bunch of songs about what happened. It became the album Battle Scars. So we're gonna do some of them now. And as I said, they're graphic, they're dark, they're morbid, yes, they're depressing, but that is the blues, ain't it? Here's the opening track, it's called Baby, I Know It, I'm Almost Gone.
Hey!
Here's another real happy little number. It's from Battle Scars. When I wrote this one, I was thinking about laying in that bed, what it was like to literally be on my back with a bunch of tubes in me for 8 months. And I was thinking about the during the day in that hospital there in Omaha, Nebraska. There was a lot of energy during the day. There was doctors coming in, there was nurses, there was visitors, there was light. There was always some action happening in the liver ward, like they're carrying out the next dead guy, you know, there was always something going on. At night, everything stopped. The lights go out, but there's nobody around. They tell you, okay, you gotta get some sleep. They turn the lights out. You lay there, a half an hour later, they turn the lights on, they walk in, and, are you sleeping? No, I'm not fucking sleeping. You know, I got 25 hoses in me, bags coming out of everywhere. No, I ain't sleeping. And, so I gotta tell you, at night, every minute seemed like about 10 hours, and I dreaded it. I hated it. So I wrote this song about him. Can hear them out there. They're laughing in the hall. To come out here. You heard him earlier? I'm going to invite him to come on out and play a couple numbers with the band. Life-saving organ. I was in there 8 months. I waited for that call. I'm one of the lucky ones. I got the call. They saved my life. But believe me, there was a lot of people in there. There was a lot of people in there who were not so lucky. And I want you to think about being an organ donor, because if that stranger had not signed up, I wouldn't fucking be here tonight. I'm living proof. That shit works good. Okay, with that in mind, hit it, maestro.
Thank you.
you. You're standing right in front of his amp. Move over here. Would you please make some room for this person? Come on. Get in front of this amp and you will hear the fucking guitar. Okay? I mean, listen to this. All you gotta do is, can you hear it? They hear it really good. Let's have a set of jam sessions, son.
John, one more time. Go ahead, John.
scars. This was my attempt to explain and to project the mental state you can get into when you're going through something like that. And there is a little portion in the middle of the song where you get to sing along with the band, okay? Are you guys singing with us? Something like that. No? Okay, hit him.
Who's playing hard?
This is the sing-along portion of the program. The boys are going to show you how it goes. And then I want to hear you, Glasgow boys. 1, 2, go, now! Special treat for you tonight. We have a friend of mine here tonight who I've known since he was 16 years old. I've watched him grow up to become, I think, one of the greatest musicians anywhere. He's a national treasure for the country of Scotland, as far as I'm concerned. Would you give it up for my dear friend from King King, Mr. Alan Nimmo? Thank you.
Thank you.
play Mr. Alan Nimmo. Acoustic, we're going to change the pace here a little bit. This is another member of Battle Scars now. Let me tell you about this one. When I've been on my back for about a good 6 months in there, I lost hope. I gave up. I didn't believe I was going to make it. And I wanted to get out. I just wanted to go home. I knew I wasn't going to survive, so why did I want to be laying in that place? I would say to my wife, "Take me home, baby. Get me out of here. I've had it." She wouldn't do that. She wanted me to have the best chance. So when I would ask her, "Take me home," what she would do was, she'd climb into the hospital bed. She'd hold me really tight, and she'd say into my ear, "Okay, Walter, you're home." And I was home at that point. This is my tribute.
Please stay in home.
Baby, I ain't lying. Thank you. But before I go, I gotta say something, and it's something I will be saying at every gig as long as I'm able to play, and that's this. The only reason I'm back here playing my music for you is that there's a stranger who signed up to be an organ donor. When that stranger did that, they saved my life. I got a piece of them right here. And sometimes I look down and I'm like, how do you like being on stage? Kind of fun, ain't it? But I want you to think about something. You have inside of you 8 life-saving organs. That means when you pass on, if you choose to recycle your parts, you can save 8 people's lives. 8 people. And it's not just life-saving organs, there's other things. Your skin could go to burn victims. The corneas of your eyes could go to blind people. The tendons in your legs could go to people who can no longer walk. It's an amazing thing. We just need more people to sign up. That's all it is. So I'm asking you to think about it. Sign up. Do something beautiful. Save some lives. I love you. Good night. God bless you, Glasgow. For this traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to a girl who lives there. She was once a true love. Thank you. of my lonely day. So if you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy, oh so heavy there on the borderland, remember me to a girl.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all where the CDs are, all right?